wish to bring you Christian greetings again tonight in the worthy name of Jesus, the King. King shall come again. I want to welcome all of you to this service. Thank you for coming, those of you who are visiting here tonight from the community, and some of you have driven a ways. Thank you for being here. Trust that God will have a blessing for each of us as we worship together. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you as a congregation for your kindness, your hospitality to me this week, and as my family arrived here on Friday evening. It's been a joy in laboring among you, getting to learn to know you better, getting into some of your homes. I enjoyed that very much, and thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the gift of the motto that you have given. I think it's still lying over in the gym. We do not want to forget that before we head off for home tonight. I now, when I hear of Cornerstone Congregation or read of activity in Cornerstone, I can put a face to, I can put a face to some of the names, and I enjoyed laboring here among you. I think at this time we will sing our theme song, number 201 in the Zion's Praises. We'll sing all four verses. I think I mentioned before that song was very special to me. I enjoy the message of that song and the sentiments. For a message tonight, I invite you to turn to with me to Acts 1. Acts chapter 1, I want to read verses 1 to 11. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Picture with me Jesus and the disciples standing on the Mount of Olivet. Jesus was talking with them, and they're standing there, and he is giving them instructions how they should be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And he's talking to them. And they're standing there, and they're looking at him, and all of a sudden, Jesus, their friend, the one who they know and trusted in, and thought that he would set up a kingdom, and beholding him, and all of a sudden, there he goes. Just right up And they're standing there and they're looking, and he goes up through the clouds and he's gone. And then two men appear beside them in white clothing. And I believe the clothing was as white as it could be. And they ask them, and they say, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" And they say, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The title of the message tonight is, "This same Jesus shall come again." This same Jesus, loved ones tonight, this same Jesus, we are in the interim of the disciples, what they saw and beheld of Jesus going up and passing through the clouds and going out of their sight. And I wonder what they thought, what they pondered. But we are in the interim where this same Jesus will come again in so like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The question is, are we ready for that moment? Are we ready for what that entails? Let's notice just a few details about Jesus' ascension. I'll give those quickly to you here. But Jesus ascended in the presence of his disciples. While they beheld him, he was taken up. It was in the presence of his disciples. They knew what happened to Jesus. The scripture doesn't tell us, and I do not believe, it's my understanding of scripture, that the whole world didn't see Jesus go. But there were, however many were there, saw him go up into heaven. We do not know, the Bible doesn't tell us clearly that I know of, that there were more that saw him go. But these men knew where Jesus went. And furthermore, later on, he sent the promise of his Holy Spirit into their hearts. He said, "If I go, I will send the Comforter to you." He ascended up into a cloud or through a cloud. The cloud concealed him from their sight. You see, Jesus went up. He went up. They appear to have been taken off guard. Jesus' ascension appears to have taken place suddenly. There he goes. These two men stood by them in white apparel. According to verse 12, Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olivet. As I had mentioned, we are living in the gap between Jesus' ascension and his second coming. This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. I do not plan to take the time to go into a very deep eschatological message tonight on prophecy, but I will share with you my understanding of a few things of Scripture, and I beg your forgiveness if it runs counter to yours. But I'll share with you how I understand. My burden tonight is this, is that this same Jesus, the same Jesus that we have seen go in, that they have seen go into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. And the question is, am I ready? Am I ready for that when Jesus returns? The light of the promise of Jesus coming again. Am I ready to meet him? Just the fact, loved ones, as we are all sitting here tonight and we see each other. I see Delbert. I see you. I see you. You see me. Jesus is coming again and we all will see him. The fact that we see each other now, we all will see him. By nature of us being human, created in the image of God, and we're created for purpose, for fellowship, we're created by God for worshiping him, and he loves us and cares for us, died for us, None of us will escape meeting him. We will all meet him. You meet someone, you walk up, you say, hi, hello. We will all meet Jesus. We'll come again. Romans 8:34 says this, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Where is Jesus now? What is he doing? John 14, 1-3, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Where I am, there ye may be also. What a blessed promise. Tonight, the thought of you being where Jesus is in his presence, what do you feel? What do you feel? What does your heart tell you about that experience? Does your heart speak peace? Oh, does it feel love, like joy? I longed for my wife and my family to come. I longed for them to come this weekend. Do you have that same longing, that feeling? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Or does your heart condemn you? No, I'm not ready for that. This same Jesus will return again. Jesus will return again to take home to himself those who are prepared to meet him. When will Jesus come? Matthew chapter 24. I'd like to turn to Matthew 24 now. When will Jesus come? Let's read some of Matthew 24. The fact is that no man knows when Jesus will return. Matthew 24 and verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. When will Jesus come? We do not know exactly when Jesus is going to come. There are some who feel that he is going to come this year because of the 50 years, is the year of Jubilee. I haven't studied into that closely, but we do not know the day or hour when he is going to come. What are the signs of his coming? What are the signs of his coming? Matthew 24, and verses 4 to 15. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I believe that the next major event to shake the world is when the Christians are called out of this world. And they are raptured home. They're called out. Today, we see signs of his coming. The world and its system becomes under increased turmoil and increased stress. Many who once loved the Lord are deceived and fall away. Many false prophets shall arise and say, here is Christ and there is Christ. There will be increased hatred of the Christian, and so on. Social and religious culture preparing for one world system. Rapid acceleration of life-threatening conditions. How will Jesus come? How will Jesus come? He will come quickly. Matthew 24, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He will come quickly. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he will come quickly. Sometimes we get this delusion, or we feel like, well, we will take time. Yes, we know we're not right today, but we will make things right before the end. We just take time. Jesus will come quickly. Secondly, he will descend from heaven. His current abode. He will descend from heaven with a shout. 1 Corinthians 15. I want you to turn there. 1 Corinthians 15, and verses 51 and 52. First Corinthians 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. He will descend from heaven. He will descend with a shout at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And so on. He will descend from heaven in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, we descend with a trumpet sound. A trumpet sound. Jude 19 tells us, the Bible also tells us, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The voice of the archangel, Jude 19 tells us, identifies as the archangel as Michael. And we shall be changed. Those who are living for the Lord, serving him faithfully, Jesus comes again to take home the church out of the world. We shall rise together and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We shall be changed. He will come through the clouds. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Well, let's start reading verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And that's not talking about a spiritual sleep, someone being dead in sin. That's talking about someone who has died and passed on, serving the Lord faithfully, and they are as if they are sleeping. Sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. To meet the Lord in the air. This same Jesus, as you have seen him go into heaven, shall so come in like manner. As you have seen him go into heaven, he shall descend, the voice of the archangel with the trump of God. The dead in Christ are going to rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This word caught up, the Greek definition of this word means to seize or catch or pluck. The Greek word is harpazo, the Latin word for carry off, or the Latin word is harpazo. It's a word for carry off. It's. Let me say this again. The Greek definition to seize, catch up, and pluck is harpazo, H-A-R-P-A-Z-O. The Latin word for carry off is raptus, from which we get our word rapture. Well, loved ones, what should be our response? In light of Jesus coming again, this same Jesus, what should be our response? Matthew 24, verse 42, turning back again. We can start reading at verse 40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. What should be our response? You know, I see here in verses 41 to 40, 40 and 41, a sobering aspect. I see here that one will be taken and another left. One will be taken and another left. Are we ready? Number one, what should be our response? We are to watch. We are to watch. To watch means to keep awake, be vigilant. No, this doesn't mean that you should never sleep again and always be awake. It doesn't mean that you should just simply sit in your house and just not do anything. But it means to be awake and to be vigilant. Think of the verse, for your adversary the devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Watch and be ready. It is the kind of thing that To be watching is to be, as we talked about the other night, to be discerning in the times in which we live. To watch and be ready. You heard the story of the missionary couple who was across seas and serving in mission. I do not know when this happened, what year it was. But they hopped on the ship to return back home along with, as I remember the story, along with some soldiers that had been away on assignment somewhere. And as they came home, started arriving at the dock, there was a lot of fanfare and saluting and what all goes along with all that, the military side of things. And as they got off the ship, the pastor, as I remember right, the elderly gentleman said to his wife, you know, all this glory and all this people waiting for these soldiers to come, but there's no one here for us. And she just said to him, yes, but we're not home yet. We're not home yet. Loved ones, watch. Be awake spiritually. Be intentional about your Christian life. Be intentional about the choices you make, the friends you choose to be with. Be intentional. This same Jesus shall so come. And it makes a difference in how we live. The second point is be ready. Very closely tied to this. But be ready. Watch means being alert. I see in that watching is being spiritually alive and spiritually alert. Awake. The next point is be ready. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The most important part of being ready is to believe in Jesus and have our sins forgiven. Therefore be ye also ready, Matthew 24:44, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, the most important thing is to be ready all the time. Just be ready. Lie your head down on the pillow at night, and your life is clear. You're ready. There's a elderly gentleman from our community here a number of years ago. I knew him well, but fell asleep during the night. He died during the night. We have no promise of tomorrow. The young men recently that were taken and they were driving and lost their lives in traffic accident. Be ready. Be ready. Take heed that no man deceive you. Matthew 24:4. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I am concerned today about what I feel is an increase of desire for the supernatural things. And following, look, here is Christ, and there is Christ. And these, well, take heed that no man deceive you. Deception abounds. Counterfeit experiences. The Holy Spirit will never take you against the Bible teachings. Take heed that no man deceive you. Endure to the end, verse 13. Endure to the end, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. If I am in a lake of water and I am drowning, and the rescue team comes and they throw out a life-saving device to me, and I grab a hold of it and they pull me back into the ship, I am saved in a physical sense. I am saved from death. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. This saving is a spiritual saving. A saving from spiritual death, from the burning of the hellfire that never quenches. Saved. Saved. Last point. Be working. Be working. What should our responses be? Be watchful. Be ready. And be working. Matthew 24 and verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. A servant is one who is working. Excuse me. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Our Lord, before he ascended up into heaven, we talked about it at the beginning of the message, gave to the disciples, he said, "You shall be witnesses to me." In Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, is the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We will preach something. We will preach a message. What message are you preaching? Are you preaching Jesus Christ and Him only? Or are you preaching, am I preaching Dave? Am I preaching whatever else it might be? What is my message that I am preaching? We will most often preach what is closest to us. What are you preaching? Be working. I appreciate the sentiments of servanthood that I felt among you as I labored among you. And continue that. Be working. Working together. I appreciate those I heard talking about community folks and the involvements that you have. Be working. Be working. The night cometh when no man can work. Well, tonight, this same Jesus, the same Jesus, we're in the interim between where he ascended up into heaven through the clouds and the time when he comes again back through the clouds to call home the church to himself. And then, as I understand scripture, there's an ushering in of terrible things. Are you ready for Jesus' return? Very simple question. The question is really yes or no. It's really that simple. The devil wants to complicate it, but are you ready? We would like to sing an invitation song. And by the way, being ready for Jesus' return means that there is a glorious preparation. Beyond, it is an out of the world preparation. Heaven, the glories of heaven. We'd like to sing an invitation song tonight. If the Lord is speaking to you, you know you're not ready to meet him. You never named the name of Christ as your Savior. We'd like to talk with you and help you to find peace. You're struggling in any other way. Make your need known. By standing to your feet or raising your hand high till I recognize you, we'll meet with you after the service. What shall we sing?